This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has questioned whether worship is essential. He says the president can't just say that people wanting to go to church is essential. He's fighting this. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Glad you guys are with me. The show where we showcase liberalism at its finest, which unfortunately means at its most demented, because that's what leftism, liberalism, and I don't want to call it liberalism, because you can be liberal in certain areas. You can be liberal in how you raise your children, and I can't argue with you if you were successful in doing so. But if you're leftist, you're an idiot. It's really that simple. Glad you guys are with me. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Worship is non-essential to leftists. Really? These guys worship everything. They idolize one another. I was thinking about this and how well trained we are. So I'll give you an example. You see a movie star or an athlete and we fawn. We don't think that's just a person who's good in their career and we happen to know them because we've seen them more. We have a familiarity with them. We give them some sort of amazing status. I talked about this years ago. A person can make beautiful words come out of their mouth. You know, words come out of their mouth in a beautiful way. You know, a Barbara Streisand. And we give them so much more credence. What she's got is a God-given talent to change your emotions, but that's it. Doesn't make her brighter or smarter than you. De Niro, an amazing actor. And guess what? If you saw him in the airport, despite knowing he's a Trump hater, you might be tempted to go up and get a picture and say, "Hey, love your work, Mr. De Niro," etc. And you'd be right to do that in the context of their work. The problem is, you know that he stands against everything you are. And he feels like, because of his elite status, because you know who he is, he's more important than you. And he's not. We get tricked and trained in these things. Let me give you something else. Charlemagne the Great. We talked the God. Charlemagne the God, who interviewed Joe Biden. Worst interview of his career. People too stupid to know it, but it was. Joe Biden, you guys heard me talk about it the other day. He actually talked about my community, and Charlemagne the God dismisses it. The man's talking about he's got a community. What's Joe Biden's community? White people? Anyway, of course, Joe Biden went on to even be more dismissive, telling Charlemagne, "You need to vote for me because I'm white and I'm a Democrat." And he missed that, too. But the bigger part of this is that where he begins his program by saying, Mr. Vice President, we're going to talk about black issues. We're going to talk black issues. And nobody talked about it. Nobody said a word. I'm going to be the first one to probably mention this. That this guy starts his show by saying, we're going to talk about black issues. Now, Hannity's got a show. I would love to see Sean Hannity say, hey, Mr. Vice President, former Vice President Biden, I want to talk about white issues. Let's talk about white issues. Because I know that's something on your mind. Said no radio host ever. But Charlemagne the God can say, we're going to talk about black issues. Well, what exactly are those? What do you think black folks want that white folks don't? Kevin, we want freedom. Well, I don't know how they feel, but I'm free. We want equality. We want better whatever. Whatever that Charlemagne the God believes that black people need, we need criminal justice reform. I completely agree for everybody. I think everybody should be treated fair. I think General Flynn would agree with him. that we need criminal justice reform. I think George Papadopoulos and Paul Manafort would agree with him. I believe many of us who believe that there are people who have committed treason against the president and should be in prison would agree with him. We need criminal justice reform. Name me any particular thing that black leftists claim that they want or need. Oh, Kevin, this institutional racism, fantastic. Let's get rid of it. You know how we get rid of it? Let's dump the academic, the education system. Let's dump that. Let's begin there. Let's get rid of all cities that have Democrat-run. Mayors, police chiefs, let's get rid of all of them. Because that's your institutional racism. Every time they say it, they point the finger at themselves, and, you know, we let them get away with it. We're trained. Here's what I'm talking about. We dismissed the black racism of Charlemagne the God talking about, I'm uncover black issues. Because no white radio host would ever say that to the president, the vice president, the secretary of state, anybody. They would never say that. They would say, let's cover the issues. Because the issues are what plague everybody. There are no such thing as black issues. I don't care what any leftist tells you. I don't care what kind of training or indoctrination you've gotten. There is no such thing as a black issue. Not in America. There are issues that plague us. There are issues that may, for example, if you say there's too much crime in black neighborhoods, I agree with you. That's not a black issue. That is a cultural issue. That we can certainly analyze how we got to that. But here's what I will tell you in general. If there's crime in any neighborhood, it's bad. Crime is bad in general. If there's a hot pocket for crime, so be it. It would be like saying, oh, we've got these power lines over these neighborhoods and those kids have deformalities. Okay? Is that a black issue or is that a neighborhood issue where people live in those neighborhoods? If there's toxic lead dumping in a neighborhood, do you think the lead cares whether you're black or not? Do you think the power lines care? Do you think drugs care what color you are? Let's not be as trained about this stuff as people want us to be. We got a ton to talk about today. Tons. The deep state. The next hour, I'm going to be talking about this Brzezinski, Mika Brzezinski, and her attack on the president. Because let me tell you, the Democrats are so scared. They're scared. And they see what's happening. And the president, he teased over the weekend what's about to come. This is not going to be a good week for Democrats. Donald Trump is a very shrewd man. And he knows how to get Democrat swamp rats scurrying, and he's got them going that way. Lots to talk about. I'm glad you guys are with me. Prayer is essential.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's ask the audience, what have you been trained to do that you do automatically? Let me give you an example. I know that I was trained to believe that the FBI was really looking for truth, and that what has happened under Comey, Crooked Comey, would never be allowed to occur. There was a point where when they told me, oh, Bob Mueller, he's as straight as they come in Washington, I believed it. Or Comey, he's really out to get the truth. He's a nonpartisan in his approach. I believed it. I'm just telling you. And I'm not talking about them specifically. I'm just using them as examples. But as a kid growing up, when Washington said this guy was good, you know, D.C. said this guy was good, this guy maybe not so good, I was trained to believe it. What have you been trained in? That, like, for example, do you believe that when you meet somebody and they've got the title PhD, do you think they're automatically smart? If somebody tells you, I went to Harvard, do you automatically believe, oh, they must be really bright? Things like that. What have we been trained to just go, oh, well, I defer? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Let us know. I'm curious because, see, I'm of the contention that we've always been sort of groomed to believe this. I remember, and I'm going to use Harvard as an example. If somebody went to Harvard, you go, oh, they must be smart. And then you get Obama and all these Ivy Leaguers that are running our government, and you find out it's not about being smart, it's about being connected. That's all this is about. It's connections. As they say, know who, not know how. They're not so bright. Here's an interesting little factoid. After McMaster replaced Flynn, he asked Susan Rice who he should appoint as his personal aide. She suggested someone she considered loyal in the Obama administration who was still on the National Security Council, and his name was Eric Ciaramella. McMaster asked Susan Rice who he should appoint as his aide, and she recommends Eric Ciaramella, the guy who is the so-called whistleblower that nobody wants to mention his name, and we've not even mentioned him in a long time. These are people Trump was surrounded by, and now Donald Trump is hinting, things are about to occur that you folks are not going to like. He's got these D.C. swamp rats and roaches running completely scared, and I love his approach. On Sunday, he did an interview with, what's her name? Cheryl Atkinson. And he teased about disclosures that are going to come out this week, and maybe some of them probably have already been leaking out. I mean, we'll talk about a few of the things that I've heard. But I love that, because right now I just want to talk about the setup, what he was doing, how he did it, the strategy behind it. The strategy that has essentially put the light on people like McMaster. That's why he got rid of him. Because he's like, the dude doesn't even know what to do. Anyway, it's shedding the light on all these people. I want you to remember, the president started out with Reince Priebus, GOP insider. Katie, forget her last name, was his assistant. They were part of the transition team. Gone. Haven't heard a word about Priebus in a long time. I'm sure he's doing fine. Living off legacy stuff. And he did a good job for the RNC. But for Trump, horrible. So Trump has pretty much put the spotlight on everybody, including now calling out Obama. If I were Barack Obama, I would be scared to death. I told you guys the other day, when Trump gives Obama a nickname, you know, case closed, deal done. But he's already starting to hint that I got you guys. Information, he says, it would break the deep state. Here's what he said. Other things are going to come out, too. And a lot of other things are going to come out. But you don't even need other things. I would like to see it move much faster. Those words should be shaking the foundation of D.C. It sounds very, you know, innocent. It doesn't sound like much. But think about what he says. Other things are going to come out. A lot of other things are going to come out. But you don't even need those. But what he's saying is, I'd like to see this other stuff come out quicker. Because if you think what you've seen so far is bad, wait until I give you the rest. That is sending shockwaves. That is a category 10, not the categories are for hurricanes. What do they call it with an earthquake? It's a 10 on the seismic scale. It's a F10. F10 tornado. It is bad. And when I tell you it is shaking up D.C., there is no level of exaggeration I can give you. He is shaking D.C. to its rotten core. Yes. Clearly the words, folks, of a confident man. Now, I've asked leftists this many times on this very show. I've written about it. I've said they've been going after Donald Trump for years now. Years. And I've asked many leftists, do you know the look of fear and do you know the look of confidence? Now, I do. And I'm sure many of you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Thank you, by the way, for being a good, loyal listeners, and I hope you're spreading the word. But I told many of you, because I know you do recognize it, what do you think Donald Trump, which one does he exhibit? Does he exhibit fear? I'm going to tell you, not a single time have I watched Donald Trump interview under the most horrible situations. I mean, where the media is going at this guy with a level of vitriol I've never seen. And Donald Trump, not one time, has shown any level of fear. One interview I remember where he was like, not dejected, in disbelief, but no fear. It was almost like, I thought I knew what was happening, and it wasn't nearly as... what I've learned is that it's worse than I thought, and Donald Trump, at that point, got more resolve, more than anything. And I'm going to put you in my head for a second, because I know what he was feeling. I tell people all the time, when you finally reach this conclusion that you go, this is it. Everything else has been a lie, a dream, you know, whatever. This is now the reality. You actually get more calm, but it is the calm before the storm. And in putting it into my terms, when I'm ready to fight, for example, and I don't fight willy-nilly, I don't get up in arms. I get calmer. And Donald Trump got calm, and he's ready to fight now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening a Capitol Hill briefing, House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is calling a new rule allowing proxy voting unconstitutional.
For more than 231 years, never have we seen a proxy vote on the floor of the House. This challenges the Constitution only to protect and empower a speaker.
McCarthy also saying that as America is safely reopening, all members of the House should be at the Capitol. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says it's unlikely there will be a COVID-19 vaccine available for the masses this year.
I think there's a reasonable, it's reasonable to have a confidence that we're going to get a vaccine for this in the foreseeable future. I think we'll have to have one more cycle of this virus in the fall heading into the winter before we get to a vaccine. I really think a vaccine is probably a 2021 event.
Gottlieb speaking on CNBC. This is USA Radio News. The housing market remains hot during the coronavirus pandemic, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Applications for loans to buy homes rose 9% last week in America, the sixth straight week of gains, and they're up more than 50% since early April. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total application volume rose by 2.7% last week, as refinance applications slipped 0.2%, as refis are still 176% higher than a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage edging up 1 basis point to 3.42%.
Things are continuing to heat up from Sacramento to Phoenix, with heat advisories in effect as above-average temperatures could reach 110 degrees in Phoenix for the next 2 days. That heat will shift east by Friday, making its way towards Texas, but temperatures out west will still remain above normal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am COVID 19 survivor, and I got diagnosed probably about a month and a half ago. As positive, and just sitting at home and, you know, watching TV and heard you talk about hydrochloroquine and talked to my doctor. We took it, and within 5 days, I'm here to say I'm good. So,
a lot of people have said that.
Yes, and so I want to first.
I go off it tomorrow, I think.
Oh, really?
The lab was exposed to a couple of people, and I said, let's give you a shot. The doctor said he recommends it, but I looked at the story of Karen and many others, and I said, what do we have to lose? That's what I said. Anyway, so you had a good experience.
I had an excellent experience.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, I'm a bronchitis. We used to have bronchitis as a child. And so to have that breathing interaction going on again from, I'm telling my age, from about 30 or 40 years later, it's just like, whoa, what's going on here? So to be able to get that particular prescription and be able to take it and to be able to breathe again and within hours was just amazing. So,
if you had the bronchitis problem, you're a prime target of this invisible enemy.
Right, yeah. I thought I grew out of it. You know how they say you grew out of things? And so I haven't had an actual episode since I was 13 years old.
Right.
So to have one when I'm now 50, which I might as well tell it now, is just like, okay, wow, where'd this come from? So right. It was quite a little scary thing, but I must admit, like I said, within hours.
How bad did it get?
I had to really calm myself down and kind of go through it.
The disease itself, was it a rough bout?
Night sweats, the whole nine yards, fever, coughing, a little weird cough. The cough isn't the same as a normal cough. It's kind of like a weird type of cough. I went through the whole gamut of it. But thank God I was able to stay at home and I did recover.
Welcome back, everybody. That was a black woman the president met with in Detroit. And she said, hydroxychloroquine saved her life. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. And the woman she's referencing, Karen is the black Democrat state legislate representative who said it saved her life as well. She thanked Donald Trump. Donald Trump went to Detroit. This is where the AG said, oh, he's not wearing a mask or whatever else. We'll get to that. But, yeah, that was a black woman that got her life saved by the president. That's not what I want to talk about. What I want you guys to understand is while Joe Biden is under serious fire, his problems are mounting, and they are insurmountable. Joe Biden is toast. I keep telling you guys, don't make it a guarantee this man gets the nomination. They keep calling him the presumptive candidate because they can't say he is the candidate. Nobody else in the race, and they still won't tell you he's the candidate. He's still the presumptive candidate. Well, we have a candidate, and our candidate is on offense now, while Joe Biden continues to fight demons. And I love that there are polls out there. They still have Joe Biden beating Donald Trump. They haven't beating Donald Trump. Here's something they won't tell you in a poll. I'm going to give you a little inside baseball from the Kevin Jackson Show. The guy that Joe Biden did the interview with, Charlemagne the God, that guy later on came out and said, Joe Biden is going to suppress the black vote. Now, this is a guy in New York who reaches, they say, 4 million black young blacks every day. And he's got, I don't know, 2, 3 million people on YouTube. He's got a big social media footprint. That's why Biden went on his show. Biden wouldn't go on that Negro show otherwise. He's not going to do that. He went on his show because he's got a huge social media following. Which, by the way, that reminds me. See, we don't pursue that, the social media. And I've been shadow banned. And I get it now. Because if I had 4 or 5 million people that listen to me, and I got Joe Biden on my show, or even the president to come onto my show, I would be very dangerous to the left. Because I would be asking questions that meant something. I would be resonating with these black audiences and with youth and whomever else, because I would make sense. I get why they shadow banned me. I'm not really trying to be self-serving here. I know this. There came a time in this evolution of what I do today where I was having a conversation with God, and I was like, God, why are you choosing me to do this? I feel like I have better things to do. And God goes, well, you're going to do it because I told you. And I did it. But there came a point in my conversation with God where he says, look, I prepared you for this. And you are an amazing thinker. We call it thought leadership. I never thought of it as me having thought leadership. But there came that conversation with God where he goes, you are a thought leader. And I thought to myself, you're right, God. Shoot, if you see it, then it must be true. And I've never looked back. Now, I would love to have those large social media followings, but I'm not chasing that. And maybe that's part of the problem. You know, God's going, I'm throwing you these lifelines, but we don't chase it. I leave it up to you guys. I literally say it's in God's hands, but we will continue to do it. So, you know, I'm going to keep preaching, as the saying goes, as long as there's somebody in the pulpits. So anyway, Biden's in big trouble. They say this dude who's supposed to be bringing the black vote, here's a kid, Charlemagne the God, who says Joe Biden's going to suppress the black vote. And you know what? He's 100% right. He is going to suppress the black vote. And the black vote that does come out because of programs like mine, not Blexit, Kevin Jackson's team and what we're doing to get the word out, because of us, these programs are going to bring blacks over and they're going to vote for Donald Trump in record numbers. And I've already told you guys, Trump will get 70 million of the popular vote. Largest ever. So President Trump's going on the offense, and this is what I've been talking about. He said enough is enough. He's seen enough. He teased it on Cheryl Atkinson. He's been teasing it throughout the whole time. He's calling people out by name, not just Comey, dirty cop Comey, Brennan and Clapper and others. He's finally said, I'm going to put my sights on Obama. And let me tell you, I hope you guys listen to the program so you know I've been saying this. When Donald Trump finally got to a point where he goes, I'm putting Obama on blast. I'm going to talk about his administration. Think about everything that's happened in the last 2 to 3 weeks where Donald Trump has said Barack Obama was the worst president in American history. He had never said that. He said he was bad. It was a mess. But he never used those terms. He's finally saying he's the worst president in American history. He's saying he's corrupt and on. It is now a personal attack on Barack Obama. That is so critical to all of this. And they know it. The Democrats know this. The Democrats now know that Trump has the goods. And what Trump is doing is it is drip, drip, drip. He'd love to give you more. All he's doing, and I go back to the comment that he said. He goes, there's going to be more that comes out, a lot more, but we don't even need it. Those little tidbits, those little hints is his strategy. Because what it does is it makes the people who are guilty go into another mode. It's a tactic used by law enforcement. It's a tactic used by your mate to get something out of you. It's a tactic you've used on your kids. Have you ever, you know your kid did something wrong, and you go, yeah, well, that thing got broken, and you do know we have that camera that watches in the room in there, and you can just watch your kid's eyes go, oh, shoot, I forgot about the camera. Forgot about that. It's exactly what Trump's doing. And he's got these people in a panic. He says, if it keeps going the way it's going, I have a chance to break the deep state. Yeah. Says it's a vicious group of people. It's very bad for our country, and that's never happened before. More and more vocal, folks. He's signaling what's about to happen, that he's going to go public. He called Comey a dirty cop, Andrew McCabe a bad guy. He praised Richard Grenell, who was the acting director of National Intelligence, for declassifying and releasing documents. He wants more declassified and released, and that's what's happening now. Wait until you get the treasure trove. It's already coming. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes. Spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Series of questions that any good journalist would want to answer about why people were unmasked and all sorts of questions. And I just wanted to follow up with you guys on that. Did anyone take it upon themselves to pose any questions about Michael Flynn and unmasking the President Obama spokesperson? Oh, not a single journalist has posed that question.
My employee's name wasn't
so
Matt.
I would like to lay out a series of questions, and perhaps if I write them out in a slide format, maybe we're visual learners and you guys will follow up with journalistic curiosity. So number one, why did the Obama administration use opposition research funded by a political organization and filled with foreign dirt to surveil members of the Trump campaign? Number two, why was Lieutenant General Michael Flynn unmasked? Not by the intel community entirely, but by Obama's chief of staff, by the former Vice President Joe Biden, by Susan Rice, by the Treasury Secretary. I mean, this is extraordinary. And, you know, if it were political appointees in the Trump administration, I can guarantee you I'd have questions in my inbox right now, but apparently Obama's spokesperson does not. Why was Flynn's identity leaked in a criminal act? It is a criminal act to leak the identity of Michael Flynn to the press, but it happened. Where are the questions to Obama's spokesperson? Because my team would be running around this building should this have happened under the Trump administration. Why did the DOJ, Sally Yates, learn about the unmasking from President Obama? So much for going by the book, as Susan Rice said three times. Thou dost protest too much, Susan Rice. And then finally, question number five. Why did James Clapper, John Brennan, Samantha Power, and Susan Rice privately admit under oath they had no evidence of collusion while saying the opposite publicly? It's a long weekend. You guys have 3 days to follow up on those questions, and I certainly hope the next time I ask, some hands go up, because Obama's spokesperson should be asked those questions, because President Trump's spokespeople certainly would be.
Ouch, Kaylee McEnany. Good job. Have to say, Kaylee's struggled a bit at the onset. And I guess that's true. You know, you take over a new role, but she's starting to get her sea legs. And boy, oh boy, did she just open up a can of worms or a can of kick butt on the left, the leftist media. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. And what I consider to be a sign of a Trump win, which I've given you many, and to me a sign that Trump is going, look, we're preparing for the second term. We know we're going to win. And he's targeting the media because that remains the enemy of the people. The media is truly the enemy of the state. I mean, I blame Democrats for what they do, but the Democrats would have been exposed decades ago if the media had done their job. The media are co-conspirators with the Democrats. I'm smelling something in here. It's making me lose my voice. Anyway, since declaring most of the media fake news, Donald Trump has flirted with this idea of his own media outlet. And I think the only reason why Trump didn't pull the trigger on it was Fox News. It gave him an outlet. You know, he sprinkles stuff around, but he's very strategic in how he does things. Sean Hannity, Judge Jeanine, they get a lot of interviews. He does a few with Fox and Friends. He's now, but he's selective. Even Cheryl Atkinson, picking Cheryl that the other day. Interesting thing. That he would give her an interview. She's not affiliated with anybody big anymore. She was CBS, I think. So he's very strategic. But Fox News kept him from pulling the trigger. And I'm not talking about Fox News' new management, because that management team is run by mostly women now. And I love that Fox has given these women, put them into powerful roles, but they've misused those roles. They've abused them. And I'm one of the casualties of it, if you want to call it that. My life goes on. I don't need Fox. I mean, it's good to be on there because you get seen, but I don't need them. But Donald Trump, they're no friends to him over there. I'll put it that way. Not at all. But people like Hannity and Ingram are, and there are others. And Fox has alluded to the management team, or Fox in general, not being friendly to him in various tweets. And he's mentioned other outlets like OAN and others, the up-and-comers, America's Voice News, these newcomers to the game. And I've already said this, I'm predicting in 2 to 5 years, one of the newcomers will be the place where we go for news. It will not be Fox News. I can practically make you a guarantee on that. Trump knows the power of the media, though. But more importantly, he knows you cannot rely on it. Particularly when he can create his own. Why should he rely on another media outlet? In creating media, Trump is the master. He makes P.T. Barnum look like an introvert. So why not capitalize on his ability? I'm just thinking, if I were Trump, what would I do? I know the media is out there. I got one outlet that will give me some time and make me look okay. The rest of them is for fake news. What should I do? If I do my own media right now, I got an issue. Because they're going to say it's biased, et cetera, et cetera. But he's alluded to it. I read an article that reported the Trump campaign hopes to, quote, challenge the daytime women's talk show, The View, with a conservative view on weekly news. Lara Trump, the president's daughter-in-law, previewed the program on Team Trump Online, an online show used by the campaign to connect with internet users. The show plans to stream every Wednesday, this new show that Lara is doing, at 8 p.m., Eastern Time, and it features a panel of conservative hosts with the Trump campaign, including Lara Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Mercedes Schlapp, and Katrina Pearson. Yeah, so they're forming their own version of The View, the conservative view. Actually, they call it The Right View. And I tweeted it out for them. Now, trust me when I tell you this. This is not a shot over the bow for ABC, which is the host for The View. This is a shot over the bow to Fox News. That's right. Everybody, Fox News, man, is that where you get your news? Fox News? Fox News. If I were Fox News, if I were Fox Nation or Fox News' management team, this would be the thing that would scare me the most. Not CNN, not MSNBC. This would be the one scaring me the most. Now, I also know I'm not going to say what I know on the inside on the networks, but I know who's planning on buying what and what's about to happen. There's going to be a huge shakeup in the conservative media outlets, and it's going to have far-reaching ramifications, and it's along the lines of what I'm talking about right now. But this was a shot over the bow to Fox. 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. You know, whose show is on 8 p.m. on Wednesday? Is it Tucker or is it Hannity? But what's next? Here's what I'm going to tell you what's next. It's not just going to be 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's going to be all week. Then the Trump Network's going to add other shows like a 9 o'clock show. They're going to add a 10 o'clock show. So they're going to go every day, then they'll add a 7 o'clock show and a 9 o'clock show and a 10 p.m. show Eastern. And don't be surprised, folks, if Fox gets a couple of key defections. People who can bring part of the Fox audience over to this new network. And eventually, the network will stream mornings, early afternoons, and evenings. And Trump will be on many of those shows, as will the Trump family and powerful people who support the president, including CEOs and people like that. And then the network's going to develop new talent, unabashed thought leaders. And finally, Fox is going to ask itself, what happened? Now, I've talked about this many times on this show. As a former management consultant, I know the lifespan of companies. Well-run companies can stave things off if they follow certain rules. Like, don't become incestuous with your people from inside. Fox News violated this rule. They've promoted people who've been with the organization too long. But they broke an even bigger rule. And that rule was, you need to cater to your audience and expand that audience. Fox News is taking the opposite track. They've abandoned their key demographic in hopes of attracting a new, and thanks to Trump, dying demographic, these Democrats. So Trump is making this move now, and he knows he's going to win. He doesn't have to cater to Fox News. And he's a new and improved medium. So what's he need them for anyway?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.